Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
Brooklyn's Radio Playhouse brings you a play from Upstage Surrey. And by the way, Upstage Surrey ask us to get some feedback regarding these regular offerings. Could you email any feedback to Upstage Theatre Company, figure 4, at gmail.com? That's Upstage Theatre Company, the figure 4, at gmail.com. And they do work hard, and all the feedback, good and otherwise, would be appreciated by this non-membership-funded local drama group. So tell them what you like, what you don't like, and what you'd like to hear more of.
I can think of younger days when I lived for my life. Was everything a man could want to do. I could never see tomorrow. I was never told about the sorrow.
Upstage Surrey presents Intoxicating Love by Mary Dawson.
A broken heart. How can you stop the rain from falling down? Tell me how can you stop? Oh, sun shining. What makes the world go round? And how can you mend this broken man?
I sit alone, as I do most nights now. Just me and the rain outside. Things are so different now. No more highs and lows. But I can still feel the pain and remember, and I long to experience our time together once more. With you inside me, I was free of inhibitions. He liked the effect you had on me. It was him that encouraged me to seek you out. Ben, the person accountable for introducing us. He was a lot younger than me, not sure what the attraction was really. Not the kind of man I'd look at twice. Short, rotund, loud. Nothing to shout home about, except he oozed confidence, and I liked that. Well, I did to start with. And now here I am. No Ben, just me. I get up and walk over and look in the mirror. I'm looking at someone that I now don't like the look of. Of course, I didn't always think like this. Oh no, there was a time I loved what I saw, but not anymore. What I'm looking at now resembles death. Death, a terrifying word to most, but not to me. Because you see, I doubt it could be any worse than this existence. Although I am trying hard, and I know I must stay hopeful and focused on the road I am now on. Careful not to encounter any more dead ends. When I blamed Ben, my mother said I was good at that. Always blaming someone else. Wasn't exactly difficult blaming her for things. After all, she wasn't the easiest woman to be around. I say woman, as I'm loathed to honour her with the title of mother. Done nothing for me. Not supportive at all. It was no wonder I was drawn to Ben. To his way of life. His way of thinking. Yes, she was impossible to be around. As a child. Even as a grown-up. Just couldn't wait to leave home. That first job and being promoted so early gave me the money I needed to move on. Can't even remember how we got talking. But I do remember him handing me a glass. Going to join me, he said. And I did. Not just for one, but two, which then became three. Then the one evening a week became several. Until we hit the jackpot and it was every night. She came to visit one day, that woman, unannounced. Only gift she brought was her sarcasm. What a mess, she said to me. Didn't know if it was me or the place she was referring to. And chipped fingernails, so chipped you can't even see what colour the polish is supposed to be. I mean, who notices things like that, apart from that woman? I slid my hands under my legs and kept sitting on them until she had gone, which was about 20 minutes after she'd arrived. Can't be hanging around with this chaos, she said. And I was so glad when he came home that night and encouraged me to have more of you inside of me. You made me feel so happy. My living room became our dance floor. No need to waste money on nightclubs. More money to spend on you. But the dancing soon turned to wobbling, teetering, falling over. I smashed through that expensive glass table I cherished, the one with the vase of dead roses on it. Thick pieces of glass with red droplets covered the floor. And when he opened the curtains that day, with the sun glistening on the scene, it made me think of an abstract piece of art. And you continue to take me on journeys, to places unvisited, some which I returned to, but for the most part, some I did not. Your hold over me got stronger. As the days became weeks, I could not function without you. Then one day he left me, let me go. Ben, who encouraged your presence, could no longer live with you around. I started to hate you. My body rejected you. I threw you up. You repulsed me, yet I still felt the constant need for you. You cost me everything. The injuries inflicted when you were inside and a part of me still visible for everyone to see. Until one day, I was brave enough to try life without you. You that had for so long been my enemy and my friend. So I took myself out, left this room, in the search of new friends. It wasn't easy to start with, just small trips, the library, the cinema to watch a film, and I suddenly began to feel safe on the outside again. So encouraged by my progress, I tonight decided to stop looking at the site I have come to loathe, as I need to continue to test myself, and hope soon it will be replaced with the reflection I once liked. I pick up my coat and head off out to a gallery. As I put up my umbrella to shield me from the rain, someone approaches me. He frightens me. A stranger from the past. A man whose name I do not know or can't remember, if he even told it to me. He said hello and asked if I remembered our night together. I panicked. I wanted his memory and events of any such night to disappear. So I rush off hurrying down the street, and that shop on the corner with the bright lights on. It drew my eyes towards you. You were sitting there, eager to rekindle our bond. I walk slowly past, then speed up, going through the park, and I can hear myself saying hello to every person I see, wishing someone would stop to talk. But they don't. I return home, back here. Back in this room with the rain still pitter-pattering on the window, and my reflection in the mirror, still resembling death. I had been so careful since venturing out, careful to avoid people and places where I might be tempted by you. But I knew you were unavoidable. I knew it wouldn't be long before our paths would cross. I even tried to reach out to that woman tonight for a chat, for a coffee. It's the very least I thought she owed me, but no, nothing. You never made your bed when you lived here with me, she said, and you knew how much I hated untidy beds. So no, I don't want to chat about the bed you've made now. Your choice, so you lie in it. With her voice still ringing in my ears, I think, maybe I'll try Ben. Let him know how well I've been doing. But Ben's number no longer exists, just like our relationship. So when I saw you sitting in the shop on display, just waiting, the urge engulfed me. Now the hunger and the pain just won't go away, and I'm trying hard to find something to numb it. But I can't. All I can see is the picture of you in my mind, the taste of you in my mouth, the feel of you in my body. So with nothing else for it, I prepare myself to go back out into the dark, wet night. Not to feel afraid as I begin my journey back to the shop, looking for the warmth of you. Back to where I know you are sitting, waiting for me to take you home. Just you and I. Nobody to spoil our time together. Excitement running through me, I return home once more. But not home alone this time. This time with you. And when I open the door and bring you inside, I cannot contain myself. I caress your neck and put my lips to it. Still holding you, I walk through to the familiarity of the bedroom, where we spent many nights together. I get into bed with you. It is dark and I hold on. I just want you to comfort me once more. It's not that I want too much of you. Just enough to bring back the warmth. It has, after all, been a long time for us both, and I want to enjoy you. Bring back the taste of the good times. I want to indulge, just a little. The tear in the curtain provides the light I need to look at you, and you are as inviting as ever, and I want to savor you, make the moment last. Bring back the taste of good times. Again, I draw your neck once more to my lips. I put my mouth full around your comforting and familiar feel. And then I stop. I pull away. And it's in this moment that I realize I have come a long way since our time together. It is then and only then I finally realize. You now no longer have control of me or my life. So I gently lay you by the bed and I lie back and close my eyes to your provocative memory.
The summer sun was down on our love long ago. But in my heart I feel the same old afterglow. A love so beautiful.
You have been listening to Intoxicating Love, by Mary Dawson, read by Emma White, directed by Mary Dawson, and edited by Colin Hansford. Music and sound effects courtesy of YouTube, Upstage Surrey Creating Entertainment, written and performed by local people for local people.
Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.